The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Some very lucky people were able to attend the cast member preview of the return of Happily Ever After, and the majority of us obviously weren't able to go.
Right.
But I brought a little sound because there was a special guest, and that guest was the lead male vocalist, Jordan Fisher. So here's a little bit of what that sounded like when he was introducing the return of Happily Ever After.
Ready to begin. Sing for me. Let the wonder.
Oh, yes.
Take hold.
Keep going.
Feel it draw you in.
Watch the what?
Watch the moment unfold. Strike a dream that we're meant to follow. Setting out for a new tomorrow.
You're all beautiful. We're going to literally be listening to it in just a second. So give me a second. Guys, hi. Hey, welcome home. Truly, I love you too. This is a really special moment. This is a really beautiful, beautiful thing. It's been 471 days since we have seen this beautiful show. The thing that really reigns so true to me and is so heavy to me is that these are memories that have been able to be made every night for this great pause that we'll so unaffectionately call it has kind of put a halt on things for a moment, yet here we are, and we are still together. That means resilience.
America! Welcome back to That Park Life Podcast. I'm your host, Beth, hanging out with my bro here.
It's your bro, Greg. What's up?
I have a question for you.
Okay.
Do you think Terry did okay last night with the fireworks? Do you know about Terry?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I have.
I did
heard
ask
about
Doug.
Terry.
I was like, I kind of want to know where Terry is today. I really hope we can get an update on him soon. I don't know. I mean, I know it was a Tosh. If you guys don't know what I'm talking about, it's a Tosh.0 video. Just look up Terry fireworks. You'll know what we're talking about. It's everyone always has memes about Terry. If you're like, who is this Terry person? Just look it up. It's hilarious. But anyways, I'm hoping he had a good fourth. I'm hoping his battery was charged and that he did okay.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
You didn't have any. Well, you did watch fireworks last night, right? We're going to talk about
that. Yeah, we did all kinds of things over the past couple of days. I'll go in order for a bit because it started out with the return of some fireworks to the parks.
Yeah.
And if you're anything like me, if you couldn't have been there, I happened to be there, but if I wasn't there, I probably would have been watching someone streaming it. So you probably saw some things here and there.
Yeah.
And we went to Epcot for the first night of Epcot Forever, which I'm calling Diet Epcot Forever because it's most of the same show, just minus the kites, which it's still fun fireworks. And then on July 2nd, which was the second night of Happily Ever After, we went to Magic Kingdom. And we were able to, watch the fireworks there. By the way, it was busy, but one of the things about fireworks times is that people actually go line up to watch the fireworks, which hasn't been a thing lately.
Right.
So even though it was a much busier day than we've gotten used to over the past 10 months, well, actually, at this point, a year, we were able to get on like three rides before saw the fireworks, which was like kind of cool because the lines were short because people were camping
I was going to ask, I wonder what time people
minimum 2 hours before. So we got there, I forget what time, but people were lining up at 6 o'clock, 6:30 for 9:15 showings.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Which is awesome. I mean, we walked by Lewis at Disney Nuts on Instagram, who I'm sure some of you follow, and he was out there with his tripod getting ready to get those photos of Happily Ever After that night. So people were lined up for a while.
Did you ask him what time he got set up?
I didn't. I mean, he was there when we got there, so I was like, you know, you can just tell. If you want to get a good spot, you got to get there early.
So what time did you guys go set up?
We set up at 9:04 for a 9:15 because we go behind the castle. Not even behind the castle.
Oh, yeah.
We go to Frontierland and watch kind of like in that bridge kind of thing that overlooks Haunted Mansion and the riverboat. Yeah. Like, that's been our spot for a long time.
Okay.
So we wanted to make sure our first time of the return was back there as well.
Cool.
And I have never gotten so many simultaneous mosquito bites in my life.
Oh, gosh.
I guess it's been raining a lot here, so I think they've been like itching to get out. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess pun intended. And
well, and you're right by the river right
by
there.
By the water, so. Yeah, the stagnant water, and boof, it was rough times. And it was cool. Like we enjoyed it. It was nice. We're very happy for it to be back.
I felt terrible that it came back the night before and it was like pouring down rain. Cause I saw a couple of people's live feeds that they were trying to do. And so that's when I texted you and was like, it's like pouring down rain.
Yes.
Like, are they still going to do it? Cause I know, you know, a lot of times they're like, sorry, it's raining tonight. We're not going to have it.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they were like, well, we have to do it. You know what I mean? Yes. Like, this was the first
Typically,
night we advertised.
I mean, I've been in it when it's been heavy rains. I think, you know, obviously if it's dangerous in any way, they won't do it. But I know a lot of times with like heavy winds and thunder and lightning, especially, it's a no-go.
Yeah. And they sent Tinkerbell still, right? Because I feel like that's a big thing.
Tinkerbell did not fly. It was too dangerous for her the opening night.
Okay.
She did fly on Casimir preview night, but not on night one, but she did fly on night two.
Cool.
And we were able to see her through the trees, which was nice.
Yeah.
But fast forward a little bit to 4th of July, Nicole and I spent it at Fort Wilderness in a cabin, which is our second year in a row, so it's going to be our annual 4th of July stay. Hopefully,
with
we are able
Reba.
To continue that. Oh my gosh, guys. Hopefully, you're following along on Instagram because the golf cart parade there was out of control. I know I posted a couple of photos, but I'm saving some photos and videos. I'm trying to put together like a TikTok or an Instagram reel to post. So when you see this episode, it'll probably already be out. But just people are nuts. In a good way. Like, they just, they take it very seriously. They have all kinds of blow up. I mean, like, more than one family had an inflatable Uncle Sam riding a giant firecracker into the sky. Like, that, like, this is all that it was.
Yeah.
Big bald eagles holding heart-shaped American flags.
Oh
just,
gosh.
Like, Stop. Every combination of Disney and or Uncle Sam and eagle and flags is what was seen in every campsite at Fort Wilderness. And on the golf cart parade, it's a lot of golf carts. If I had to guess, I would say
ask how many?
100.
Oh my
I don't
gosh,
know.
Seriously?
I have some video of it. I got to like see if I can estimate it. But they're basically, some of them are parade float level. If you saw some of those photos, I mean, they're elaborate. One of them had a Christmas tree on the top of it. I mean, like they're going all out. And some of them are throwing candy out into the audience. Kids are going crazy, throwing out beads, I've learned you didn't have to lift your shirt. So
yeah,
I stopped doing that.
They
were throwing them out anyway. Yes. And we saw John and Peyton.
I know. I was so excited when I saw that. I was like, oh my gosh, they're in the parade. I'm curious how you even like go about getting in this parade. Like, do they just like when you check in, are they like, hey, if you're going to be part of the parade, here's where we're meeting. Here's where it's starting from. Bring your A game.
Yes. I do think you had to register
and
by a certain time and stuff. But I've never wanted to own a golf cart and decorate it more than I did at that particular moment.
Did y'all take Reba to the parade?
No, it was kind of raining and we were thinking like, she's a hot mess when she's around other people. And I just, there's no way we'd have been able to enjoy it.
Yeah.
She'd be clawing to like chase after these golf carts. So like, just stay in the room. And it was kind of like lightly raining. I'm like, you know what? Let's just stay there. The sun wound up coming out. And it's wild. And it led me to a new game that I want to play very quickly with you.
Okay.
It's simple because it's just one question. I'm going to play a piece of audio, Beth, and it's going to be your job to tell me how you feel about this. So the game is this New York City traffic or the golf cart parade at Fort Wilderness?
Okay.
All right, what do you think?
Was it like that the whole time?
Oh, a lot of the time, yes.
Oh my gosh. I mean, literally, it sounds the same. There wasn't any profanities being screamed, so I'm going to go with it was the parade of golf carts.
So we were the first part of the viewing area.
Okay.
So they were doing that the whole, like, it's the long stretch of the main drag there of the resort. So, you know, they were excited to come out of the gate, so to speak. So they were extra honky. Yeah. And then people that were watching
not honky in the sense that they're white. They're just honky as in the actual hitting the honk.
Some of them. Some of them pretty white. So the audience was mixed with people who were standing without a golf cart, Nicole and me. And then a lot of people, to be honest, were in their own golf carts lined up who also had horns. So the people in the parade were honking. The audience was honking. Just a lot of honking.
All the honking.
And Just a lot. And one of the, I wish I'd gotten sound of it, but one of the golf carts had what I think was a boat horn. I think it was a cruise ship because it was the loudest horn I've heard on a vehicle. Gosh. And I, as you know, golf carts are small. This was like, you can clear out a crowd with this horn.
Bomb. Yeah. They had like a speaker hooked up to something and that's what they were playing so that they had the largest honk. Oh, man.
One thing I'll tell you about 4th of July at Fort Wilderness that I learned this year, because when we stayed there last year, it was like just recently reopened and really nothing was going on. In addition to the golf cart parade, which is a lot of fun, would recommend if you're staying there to pop out of your room or your camper or whatever and go look at it. But I have never watched Happily Ever After from Fort Wilderness before, and I didn't really know what to expect. Mm-hmm. I wound up meeting up with John and Peyton to go watch the fireworks, and they had gotten a spot at the end of the boat dock there. And it's awesome because you're overlooking Bay Lake. So where we're standing, I'll orient you all a little bit. If you look directly out, to the left is what used to be Discovery Island. And then behind that is Bay Lake Tower. And kind of directly in front of you, if it were a clock, let's say 11 or 10 o'clock, is where the fireworks get shut off. Okay. But because they're so far in the back of Magic Kingdom, it looks like they're just like beyond the trees.
Right.
So the main fireworks are going off and there's nothing obstructing them and they're all reflecting off of Bay Lake. And it is actually quite beautiful.
Yeah.
And it was kind of a nice thing. And there's a big DJ there who was, I think that might've been the source of the sound that was syncing the music to the fireworks, but it was cool.
Yeah.
So if you are there and you're worried about not being able to see the fireworks, definitely get out to the boat dock area or the general beach area, which is where, believe me, a lot of people were.
Sounds like a very magical America birthday day.
It was. We had a great time. Yeah. We drove around. So I'm sure we've mentioned the idea of Lupin before, or if you've gone Lupin, which is, that's, you know, looping without the G at the end. Nothing to do with, is it Professor Lupin from Harry Potter? Nothing to do with him.
L-U-P-I-N.
So, yes, we literally drove around for probably a combined time of 90 minutes on July 4th to all the different loops of campsites.
Yeah.
You have to do it. And again, I'll post some photos of stuff.
I can't remember. I know it's like a big deal for 4th of July, but I know that a lot of campsites decorate for Halloween and Christmas. Do they have the golf cart parades for Halloween and Christmas?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure they do for Christmas because everyone does like lights and stuff on their golf carts.
I wouldn't be surprised to hear that they do. I haven't stayed there on Christmas Day or Halloween Day. I'll ask around.
Okay.
But it's basically the same as Christmas and Halloween because almost every site had something inflatable, some signs out, lights up. Not necessarily Christmas lights, but lights. Usually, a lot of them are flags. It was a fun time. Would recommend.
10 out of 10 stars.
10 out of 10.
Recommendations by Greg.
You ready to talk about our big topic today?
Yeah.
So our big topic today is kind of fun. So I don't know about you, but I get questions a lot about just like general planning stuff. And our next episode is going to be our big tips for Disney, an updated summer 2021 episode.
Yeah.
But this type of topic of planning a trip for a small weekend, I think is really unique and cool because I used to do that quite a bit before we moved down here. And I know a bunch of people, especially who want to do like a Columbus Day weekend kind of a thing where you take the Friday off because you have the Monday off thing.
Right.
And I know some questions I get are, well, what should I do? How do I maximize my time? Or what are some things that are worth skipping? Or where should we eat? Like that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And what I like about this the most is I didn't read your stuff, by the way.
Okay.
But I already know that we probably have a different plan, each of us, based on our normal park habits.
We're very different.
Good.
And I think some of that too is just a difference of how far away we're coming from. Like we're traveling from out of state, you're in town, so that's going to probably look a little bit different.
Yes.
So I like that too.
I did try to do this from a perspective of what would I do if I was flying in for the most part, but it's for sure shaped on habits I've developed having been here long enough and things that I'm willing to skip.
We drive anyway, so that's also just another difference even if you're traveling in, but...
So what we'll do is we'll go through our 4 days. Do you want to kick us off? You want to let us into the brain of Beth and talk about how you would plan a 4-day quick trip to Disney?
Yeah, it kind of stressed me out doing this because you know how I am. I'm like, I don't know if I could do all the things I'd want to do in like 3 days. This is really stressful for me. Oh my gosh, what do I pick? What are the, So this is what we came up with. All right, so obviously we would be driving from out of town. For those of you who don't know, we live in South Carolina. It's about an 8-hour drive for us. Give or take. And something that we've found that works really good for us is to drive like during the nighttime. So okay. we would either leave like super early in the morning or just like late at night or whatever. But typically it's better for us, like driving wise, it's easier to drive through the night kind of like or super early in the morning. The only hard part about that is like when you get to your destination, then it's like, okay, you're kind of exhausted. So you don't really want to get to the parks. And so for me, the hard part was figuring out, well, would we stay on resort or would we like not? Because when you're staying on resort, you're kind of stuck because you can't check in until like later in the afternoon. So mm-hmm. for me, I said probably our top choice would be to find an Airbnb close by or a hotel. Cause we've stayed in a good bit of like budget friendly hotels that are really close to the resorts. And mm-hmm. We've loved those. And so, and a lot, I think it's easier to get in early for those. But if we had to pick a resort, if we decided we want to go the resort route, we would probably pick an all-star, like All-Star Movies, I think is one of our favorites just because it's very budget friendly and, we're not spending a lot of time there anyways, especially if we're doing a quick trip. Cause we are very ride motivated. We're like parks motivated. We're not resort motivated, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So if we had to pick, we'd probably pick an all-star, something cheaper. Cause it's like, there are good things about staying on resort. You can park your car at the resort and just take the bus in. All those types of things. We don't mind having a car. Some of this would also depend. Like, this is how I was in my head. I'm like, well, do I have an annual pass or did I buy tickets? So, because that makes a difference if you have an annual pass and it's like, okay, well, then parking is not that big of a deal because you have free parking. But mm-hmm. if you don't have an annual pass, then you have to pay for parking. So it's like, is it cheaper to stay at a resort and park your car at the resort and just take the bus? You know what I mean? Or vice versa.
Yeah.
But it's nice for us to have a car because we feel like we can come and go as we please. Like it doesn't bother us to have to get to and from our car in the parking lot. So that's kind of what we would do. Probably do an Airbnb or a hotel close by if we could. We would drive in either early in the morning, you know, kind of more overnight time period, get there probably around like 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning type thing. And what we would do is try to check into whatever it is, like wherever we're staying and take a nap if we could. Because then that would mean we would have, you know, more time to stay awake in the parks. Because your girl here, she's got to have some kind of sleep. And I don't sleep super yes. well in a car. And if I'm, like, cranky, it's not going to be fun the rest of the day. So we could take a nap, recharge. We would probably do a late lunch off property before we'd go to the parks if we had tickets for that day. We do have a few off property places that we don't mind going to. There's, like, a Mexican restaurant that's close by that we like. We've been to a few times. Don't ask me the name of it because I don't remember it. We have to look it up every time because it's like, what is the name of that place? It's not something simple, so I'm like, I can't remember the name of it. We kind of have to like look through and we're like, that's it. But also there's a lot of chain restaurants close by too. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, there's plenty of options. And then we can always typically find something at like a Publix, so get something from the bakery, whatever, like get a sandwich or something.
Get yourself a pub sub.
Yes, Publix subs are amazing. So that's probably what we would do. We would probably have some lunch and stuff before we would go to the park. I would probably do on Friday, do Hollywood Studios is what okay. I would do. I would say, let's go to Hollywood Studios. We'll spend the evening there. And if we needed to do another meal in the park, like later, we'd probably try to get something. I'm not going to lie. I don't think there's a ton of good food options in Hollywood Studios. But it's like, there's things that if you needed to get something, you could. So, possible rides we would do as we are ride motivated. Like we would just try to be hitting all the rides we could. It would depend on wait times, but, Tower of Terror, Rock and Roller Coaster. If we could get a Rise of the Resistance boarding pass, if we were in the park by one, then we could try to do that. But, Slinky Dog is another favorite of ours, Mickey and Minnie's. So those would kind of be the one. We would just try to sort of hit the major things and try to do Hollywood Studios. Cause I'm not going to lie, the last like few trips that we have taken, just Doug and I, we pretty much end up in Magic Kingdom almost
every night. Yeah.
Yeah. That's just how we are. Like we like to hit what we like and then we're like, and now we're going to go to Magic Kingdom and hit all the things we like because mm-hmm. we love it so much. But if we were going to do more of like a half day on that Friday, we would do Hollywood Studios, try to hit everything okay. we want to there. If we needed a later like sweet snack. I do like the peanut butter and jelly milkshake that you can get for the 50s primetime bar next door.
At the Tune-In Lounge over
yes,
there?
Yes, at the Tune-In Lounge, you can go into the bar and you can order the milkshake there. I gave that tip to a friend while she was there. She was like, let me know where I can go get that. You don't have to sit down there. But there are some good restaurants there that I've wanted to do the Sci-Fi Theater. Have y'all done that one yet?
Yes.
Okay, I've really wanted to do that. I have heard really good things about 50s Prime Time. So that's, you know, another good one to hit up. But that's what we would do for Friday. So then...
Sounds like a fun day.
Yeah. And we could do... it would depend on what kind of nighttime spectaculars they're offering at the time. Because, you know, sometimes they do Star Wars stuff. Some, I mean, if there's Christmas, there's different things, you know.
Yes.
There's all kinds of different things to do. So it depends. We'd probably do it till park close because we would want to get, like, all of our time in that we could. Saturday, we would do Rope Drop Magic Kingdom because Saturday would be, like, one of the full days for us. So we would do Rope Drop in Magic Kingdom. As far as rides, I said pretty much any and everything we could because that's just what we love. We usually get in, we go left, so we'll do Pirates and Jungle Cruise. We'll do all of the mountains that we can, Haunted Mansion, Peter Pan, Little Mermaid, People Mover, obviously, Mine Train. That's usually what navigate, like for us, that's what rules our time is what are the wait times, what do we go to next so that we can do everything that we want to do. For lunch on that day, we would probably do either Pecos Bill's. That's kind of like our number one to go to now because they have cauliflower tacos that Doug loves. Just some of their options are really good there. And, you know, they have the bar where you can make stuff. So like kind of
hopefully.
Hopefully when they bring that back. So that's a good option. The other thing that we like are the waffle sandwiches from Sleepy Hollow. So that's kind of like,
oh, yes.
If we want to be bad, we'll go get the savory waffle sandwich from Sleepy Hollow. That's like a go-to for
us. And they recently added mobile order option for that place. Which is very handy.
It's because like part of food. I mean, Casey's is another like favorite for us. I feel like now that Casey's is back open, I do like the corn dog nuggets. But I feel like I've seen people posting about Tomorrowland Terrace and some of their options actually looked good.
We've eaten there. The Tomorrowland Terrace is actually serving food that would have been served in Columbia Harbor House.
Okay. So some of those options look good. We would probably look into that too. It just, I mean, sometimes it kind of just depends on what you're in the mood for.
Yeah.
So that's what we would do for lunch. We would probably schedule a dinner if we could at Ohana.
Okay.
So that would be, that's like our number one. When we go to Disney, we're like, first thing we got to do is get a reservation at Ohana. So if we could get it for Saturday, we would probably do that. We like to do an early, dinner. So if we had dinner reservations, we probably would snack and not do a lunch in the park. But we like to do dinner like at 4 o'clock as soon as they open. So if we can get an early dinner, our main thing is like, we'll have breakfast, probably, you know, wherever we're staying at our hotel or whatever it is, we'll have breakfast there. We'll snack before, and then we'll do an early dinner. Cause we like go all out for the dinner, especially when it's Ohana. Mm-hmm. So if we did that, we would do early dinner at Ohana because obviously you get the bread pudding for dessert. So that would take care of a dessert there. And then we would go back to Magic Kingdom and close the night out with Happily Ever After and more rides. That's essentially what like our favorite thing to do is.
That's a jam-packed day.
Yeah, it is a jam-packed day. We are not afraid to like park open to park close if we are, you know, especially if we have a limited time. So that would be our Saturday. And then Sunday, you know, if our feet are still working, we would probably get up and see if we could do a breakfast at Tusker House. That is our favorite breakfast spot. So we would probably try to get a, we usually try to do an early reservation to get in the park early at Tusker. And then we would begin our day at Animal Kingdom. We would hit our favorite attractions, do the safari, we would do Everest, the Lion King live show. We would do Flight of Passage. Which is typically what we do when we go to Animal Kingdom. Like we'll start, we'll do all of our favorite things and then we will like go to a different park. So I said we would maybe hit up the ice cream truck near Everest because that is one of my favorite ice cream places. So if you're over there, the ice cream truck over there is really good. If not, that's fine. You can get a dessert later and I'll tell you where. So we would do all the things we wanted to do in Animal Kingdom and then we would head back over to Magic Kingdom. That is probably what we would do. We would probably make sure we have park hoppers and we would probably go back to Magic Kingdom and do more rides. And we would probably end our day watching Happily Ever After again. One of the things we like to do is try to get a table where the ice cream parlor is over by Casey's and sit there. If you can sit like up against the wall, that's a good spot to see fireworks. So
it's a good spot and you can like relax and people aren't up on you because you're in kind of designated areas.
Like push back. Yeah. But you do kind of, it is kind of one of those spots that you have to sort of try to hit early in order to like stick there and stay there. So if I didn't get ice cream at Animal Kingdom, then I want to go to the ice cream parlor on Main Street. What is it called? Why can I never remember what it's called?
Plaza Ice Cream
Parlor. The Plaza.
Parlor.
That's what it is. The Plaza Ice Cream Parlor. I love to get like mint chocolate chip ice Oof. Cream from there, like in a sundae form. It's amazing. So that's
Or if you're anything like Greg, you get the All-American sundae.
There you go. Or you can get the kitchen,
delicious.
This kitchen sink, which is like the small kitchen sink versus the Beaches and Cream kitchen sink.
I do want to say, don't be afraid to customize your order and continue to customize it at the counter, because I like the All-American sundae. Typically, it's one scoop of each, but I get two vanilla. And then I prefer my hot fudge and peanut butter ratio to be like 80% peanut butter, 20% hot fudge.
Yeah,
so when they go to do it, I was like, if you want to put more peanut butter and less hot fudge, that's okay with me. And they always do it.
Yeah.
So like, don't be afraid to get what you want, because you're paying for that, right? It's and change for that sundae. So get what you want.
And make sure, like, watch them, because you need to see like when they're making yours to tell them. I'm more of like, I like to get mint chocolate ice cream. I do the All-American. I get mint chocolate chip for both scoops, and I just like the chocolate fudge on top. Like, I don't want the peanut butter on there, just the chocolate fudge and the whipped cream and the cherry.
Oh, God.
I know.
My heart just skipped a beat. How dare you?
Because I like, if I was getting like chocolate ice cream, then I would do that. But mint chocolate chip is my favorite, and peanut butter and mint chocolate chip is a no-go for me. So,
well, ask for it on the side and then go with me and then give it to me, and then I will put it on my ice cream.
Scoop it in there.
Yes.
Yeah. But highly recommend. The ice cream in there is so good. And if the line looks long, it moves quickly. It's just because they don't have a ton of like standing room inside, but highly recommend that. So, cause if we saw Happily Ever After the night before, like where we watched the projection and made sure we had a good spot, then for Sunday, we would probably try to get a spot near the ice cream parlor and like try to get a table up against the thing. Cause we did that last and we were like, why have we not been doing this the whole time? I mean, if there are people on the hub grass, like some of that, like that's going to cover up where most of the projections are happening, but you can still see everything else and it's just as magical. So that Sunday we would end the night probably there, head back to our hotel and or our Airbnb, whichever it was. And then for Monday, I just said, you know, Mondays would be a travel day for us. So typically the day that we go home, we don't hit up the parks. We usually get up, kind of get ourselves together, and we like to hit the road. If we're going to get breakfast on the go, we have like Chick-fil-A's mapped out pretty much on our routes. It's like, what exit is this Chick-fil-A at? Because I love a good Chick-fil-A breakfast, and that's like sort of a treat. So we would probably do that. If we did decide we were going to go to a park before we left, we would probably hit up Epcot at that point.
Okay.
And do a quick little like Spaceship Earth is our favorite. We love doing Soarin', Living with the Land, whatever rides we could get on quickly, because I'm sure we would probably have like a set time that we want to be out of there by. We pretty much take that long weekend and just extend it like another 2 days. That's pretty much what it's going to look like for us. Like we will set our parks, you know, we'll set our park days like, okay, we're going to do Hollywood Studios this day, Magic Kingdom this day, but we have got to the point where we pretty much end up in Magic Kingdom almost every day. It's like kind of ridiculous.
Probably would not be like that on a small trip like this, but when Nicole and I would do like our normal, let's say week long trip, no matter what we plan, because you know you have to plan your fast passes ahead of time when they if/when they bring those back, the morning would be planned, but the afternoon or let's say night, you wouldn't really have any plans unless you had a dining reservation. So even if we were planning on going back to the same park that we went to in the morning, we usually wound up in the middle of the day like, you know what, let's just go to Magic Kingdom, and we would go like all
or
the time,
like, or Bay Lake Tower. I feel like for y'all, you'd be like, you know what, let's just go to Bay, like let's just go to the Contemporary. Is something that I want to grow in. I want to grow in like, hey, let's spend some time and go to like a said resort to just see it. Like I've yet to set foot in Riviera, and like the last couple times we've gone, I'm like, I really want to go see it over there. But it's just hard because when we go, we only have a set amount of time, and it's like we want to go do what we want to do, and make sure we're getting all those things in for us.
This brings us to my 4-day weekend trip plan, because it does involve a little bit of resort hopping, actually.
Yeah.
Because that's one of the things that I find joy in. It is important to me, and I feel like that's a way to relax for me personally. So I'm going to choose a Disney resort for my 4-day trip, and it will be Disney's Pop Century Resort, a value resort. And like All-Star Movies, like you said, the rooms have been refurbed, so like they're on the nicer end of a value resort, if you want to consider that. So if you have a thought in your head of what a value resort looks like, just know that if you haven't seen the new rooms, you might want to go check out a photo or two of them.
If you remember Carpet in the Room, you haven't seen the new rooms yet.
Yes. And the whole vibe is different. It's much brighter. It's nicer. You have just a lot of, I like the Pop Century rooms a lot, actually. Now, I know I'm a Disney Vacation Club member, and typically I'm using my points to stay at a deluxe resort. But usually on these smaller trips, I don't, because I know I won't be in the room as much. And for me, Pop Century is a great place to sleep, so to speak.
Yeah.
But there's also some things going on there that I think are fun. I think it's good to pick a Skyliner resort. I happen to enjoy the Skyliner. Obviously, if you or someone you're traveling with is not okay with heights or any of that, maybe this wouldn't be a perk for you. But I love the Skyliner. I would do it even if I have no destination. I would go somewhere and just come back. But what's cool about Pop Century is your proximity to the other resorts on the Skyliner line. Obviously, you can walk to Art of Animation. You can also take the Skyliner to Caribbean Beach, which has a nice little quick service restaurant there. If you ask me, I like the food there. And you can hop over to Riviera, which is a resort that you happen to mention that I know you haven't been to, and I'm sure a lot of people listening have not been there as well. And the food there is awesome.
I know. I will say Topolino's is on our list of, like,
oof,
I want to do dinner there. That's like the next.
Yeah.
Like, Ohana is awesome. I really want to do Topolino. Well, even for
Topolino
breakfast,
because
I've heard
food.
Breakfast is super good. So
breakfast was good. And the
list.
Characters are fun and the whole thing. Since I know we're not going to be planning too much time at the resort, or even in the room, like, I don't mind that it's, let's say, a basic room kind of a thing. And when we would go to these types of resorts where they don't have a kitchenette like we are kind of used to in our villas when we stay with DVC, I would pack a skillet in my suitcase. And I would fly with it, an electric skillet. They're not really expensive. I think maybe it was like $20 or $25.
Mm-hmm.
And to this day, we still bring it to a room with us if we're staying in a room that doesn't have a microwave or a stovetop. Because it's really easy to make some simple foods on, and you can pretty much cook whatever you want in it. In our scenario, whenever we flew down, we always rented a car. That was our choice. There are ways to get rental cars for, let's say, inexpensive costs. A little bit different now post-pandemic. The rental car industry is kind of like, the pendulum has obviously swung the opposite direction. Eventually, it's going to come back in the middle, I assume. So that was our deal. We decided that we wanted to pay for a rental car, and that's something that we enjoy. I like the freedom of it. So we would usually stop on the way home from the airport to like a Walmart or a Publix, or usually Walmart because it's cheaper, to be honest, and pick up just some basic groceries because it's so easy to cook like eggs and, I don't know, sausage or bacon or something in the skillet in the room. No, you will not set off the fire alarm unless you create a fire. But just cooking, it doesn't affect it. I was worried about these things. You're going to be fine, and it works out. And one other thing I like about Pop is, in addition to maybe eating at the other resorts, you can also check out the pool at Art of Animation if you don't like the pool at Pop Century, or go over to Caribbean Beach, same thing. Mm-hmm. Technically, you have to be a resort guest at Riviera because you do have to scan your magic band. Now, I'm not going to tell you to go there anyway, but I will tell you, if someone happens to very nicely open the gate for you, or if you happen to follow in another family, go ahead and enjoy that pool. But then again, just remember, I'm not telling you to do that. I'm saying, you know, this is something that could happen to you possibly.
Wink, wink.
Wink, wink. All right. So let's start out with the actual day that we fly in after we, like, grabbed our groceries and checked into Pop. Even if the room isn't ready, you can leave all of your stuff with Bell Services. Cold stuff as well. We often are leaving stuff in the fridge. It's very handy. It's great. We would probably do a late lunch at the Boathouse. It's one of the restaurants I want to make sure I get in. Mm-hmm. Those rolls are fantastic. I feel like I don't have to sell
you
the Boathouse
talk
anymore.
About those
I feel
rolls.
Like, yes, just delicious. And then we'd head over to Epcot for our first park of the trip. At this particular time, Epcot is slated to be open until 10 most nights. Typically, it's an open late park as compared to, let's say, Animal Kingdom, which tends to close early, especially now without a nighttime show. I'm not calling that a nighttime spectacular. It was a nighttime show. So we would do Epcot, and if we needed to eat anything, we would probably just get a few small things. That's one great thing about Epcot is you don't really have to get a meal all of the time, especially if it's during a festival. You can get like just one quick thing if you need just a little something to hold you over, because in our scenario here, we're having a late lunch, and I max out at the Boathouse. I am carbing up on those rolls, and I'm getting a big old dinner, and Nicole usually gets her gluten-free brownie dessert, which fills her up usually for the whole day, but just in case we need something, we can get that at Epcot. Yeah, and I figure, you know, if you're going later in the day for Epcot, you might not want to wait in a test track line or a Frozen Ever After line. Maybe we're at the point where we're having fast passes again. We would have booked a fast pass. However, we kind of like to relax, so to speak. And I know I'm going to be a little like, not fully energized at this point in the day. So we would do more chill rides like Spaceship Earth, Living with the Land, the Grand Fiesta Tour over in the Mexico Pavilion.
Yeah.
we might see one of the shows at one of the World Showcase pavilions, something like that. You know, just kind of like doing
more
some
relaxed,
Disney things. But
more relaxed.
Yeah, nothing like go, go, go. That's just
I'm not going to lie to you. I love a good Starbucks in the park. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Like, I just, that's part of my, like, I got to have a Starbucks. So that would be a good time to get a Starbucks too.
Oh, yeah.
And I love that new, the location that they have over there. I'm kind of like, can y'all just leave it here? I love that little garden, the little garden side Starbucks that they have, like, in the meantime until the other one opens. Epcot has a great one, so. I think it's probably because it's outside, like, the line's outside, so you don't feel like you're crammed inside somewhere like the other location was.
Yeah, the original, like, Fountain View area Starbucks, where it was just always kind of crowded in there.
Yeah.
All right, well, buckle up, because Saturday is going to be a different day than Friday,
right,
for sure. On Saturday, we would do Hollywood Studios. So you might be thinking to yourself, well, Greg, this is going to be your second park day, and you're still not going to Magic
Kingdom?
Hear me out, guys, okay? Typically speaking, the weekends are busier at the parks than the weekdays. This is all dependent on many factors, especially if there are extra magic hours here and there and whatever. So right now, I'm kind of operating under there's nothing fancy going on at this particular time. And I have a feeling Magic Kingdom would be busier on Saturday than on Sunday. My personal opinion.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I thought about that too, but I was like, whatever. I'm just doing it.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, right? That's your priority. So we would do Hollywood Studios. Definitely a rope drop. Definitely would have woken up at the time to get the Rise boarding group, which currently is at 7 a.m. to do. You can definitely do it at your hotel. I know because I do it at my house. So if I can do it at my house, you can do it in your resort.
Yeah.
For sure, we would run to Toy Story Mania. Depending on, you know, if we got a very, very early Rise group. Obviously, this is all dependent on when your group is.
Right.
You kind of have to go with that. That's the foundation of the day. Believe it or not, we would not be rope dropping Tower of Terror, Rock and Roller Coaster, or Slinky Dog Dash. Those are just three rides we tend not to do. Mm-hmm. However, I obviously am not telling you all not to do that. Go rope drop those rides if you want to do it.
Absolutely.
We just wouldn't do it. We would, however, go right over to Vacation Fun, which is so silly because it's literally a highlight reel of some of the Mickey and Minnie, like the newer cartoons and stuff. It's funny. And if we were here on a vacation, so to speak, and we didn't live here, we would absolutely want to do it because we think it's hilarious. We're often the only ones LOLing during it. And it's fun for us. But definitely do Toy Story Mania. If I could do it twice, I would because it's like top three rides, I think, across all parks is that would do it. And then we would do something which I'm going to refer to as catching our vibes. One thing I've noticed in our time at vacationing at Disney is it's become less about specific attractions and more about the vibes we catch from attractions, okay? This is going to sound a little like, I don't want to say hippie, but a little out there, okay?
Sounds hippie.
Just follow me along on this. Yes. So Nicole doesn't like a lot of thrill rides because they often like tend to make her a little sick, which I know she's not alone. But we love Tower of Terror. So we often will just go over there, sit on the bench outside the gift shop entrance and exit because it's still got like the music out there.
Yeah.
You still get to pick up that vibe. We often go, obviously, check out the gift shop because that's like what we do. And we still go down to where you would come out of the of the elevator and you still get like a nice Tower of Terror vibe. So if you can't get on the attraction because you still want to get the Tower of Terror vibe, go do it. We would go hang out in the Muppets area, same kind of thing. We probably would see the Muppet Vision 3D attraction if that gift shop is open. Currently not open.
And
we'd hang
out
there.
The Christmas shop back there too.
The Christmas shop, yeah. The little take a little photo with the snowman out
like,
there. These are things
like
that we would do.
It's one of those like hidden gems. It's like there's a Christmas shop back here. Like no one knew.
Yes.
I wouldn't even know it until I found it on a map one day because I was trying to get you to look for a an ornament for me, and I was like, I have no idea where this is. And then when we went and saw it, I mean, it's tiny, but they have a lot of stuff in there. So.
Yes. So these are the things that we like to do, and we would also probably wander around Echo Lake a little bit, because there's usually, like, if you kind of poke around, you wind up seeing some things you haven't seen before. Mm-hmm. And of course, we would check out, we probably, to be honest, would check out the Frozen sing-along.
Yeah.
That probably would be happening, I'll be honest. I like that. It's usually pretty cold in there and snows, so you kind of trick your brain a little bit to think that it's colder than it is. And for sure, we would be getting lunch at Backlot Express. That's our Hollywood Studios jam. That's our thing. It's been our thing for so long. It's so freaking weird in there. If it's been a while for you, it's the same thing. It's the weird props that are hanging from the ceiling, hanging up on the wall. There's a fake time clock where you can punch in with some fake celebrity names on it. There are some weird posters on the wall about how to be safe in the workplace. Like, it's ridiculous, right? Like, you would never eat in a restaurant like that anywhere else except, I guess, Hollywood
Studios.
What do you like
to get
there?
That's our thing. What's the food you like to get?
Well, recently they have a, I forget what it's called, but it's like a Southwest salad kind of thing with like a green avocado dressing.
Ooh,
I think it's really good.
Yeah.
Nicole loves it. I've also been getting, I want to say there's a chicken sandwich there that I've been getting that I like. Good. Like overall,
yeah.
Trying to stay away from the chicken tenders all the time, even though if I could, I would eat them every single
and a
day.
Hamburger
but you know,
from Starlight.
Yeah. But we'll get ready because you know a hamburger's
I know,
coming
I know
on a different
it's
day.
A different,
okay, that's coming. That's obviously coming. At this point, we would take a break, probably head back to the resort. We may or may not be going in the pool there depending on time of year. Probably just going to relax, take a little nap in the room, that kind of thing. Get a dinner at the resort as well. What I like about Pop Century is the quick service there. I actually like it. They have a really good turkey sandwich there that I like actually really enjoy. Not just enjoy because I'm there. Like I actually sometimes go there just to get it.
Yeah.
It's good. And Nicola's always liked a cafeteria style eating thing. And I always, like in the beginning, I was like, okay, fine. But then the more that I do, I'm like, oh, like this, it's kind of fun sometimes to be in like that cafeteria setting.
Yeah.
Where it's like kind of loud and there's like a lot of stuff going on. You just got to be in the mood for it. So we like that kind of vibe there at Pop Century. And again, you can walk over to Art of Animation depending on where your room is. It might even be kind of closer. Think about that. You have some food options there. And then we would go back to Hollywood Studios. And at this point, I would probably try to convince Nicole to go on Toy Story Mania again at close. Mm-hmm. We would also attempt to do Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway because usually at the end of the night, the line is dwindling down. Might be getting a snack. And like you mentioned, depending on time of year, if there's something going on for a holiday season or whatever nighttime spectacular is on, we'd probably catch that there.
Yeah. I know. I'm like, pro tip, if you want to get some Snope, but you don't have tickets to the Christmas party, you can get it at Hollywood Studios.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Sunday is our day. Sunday is our Magic Kingdom day.
There you go.
We would be rope dropping, heading right to Peter Pan. That is Nicole's favorite ride. I enjoy it as well. It is the first ride we did when the parks reopened and we went for cast member preview. Mm-hmm. We had to do it again because we couldn't see through the tears in our eyes. So for sure, our rope drop ride is Peter Pan. We would do Peter Pan, go right over to Haunted Mansion, mm-hmm. probably walk to Small World and then walk over to Under the Sea. Like that's a good like little flow of rides where you're probably not waiting more than 10 minutes on any of those rides if you go for rope drop. Obviously, I'm aware a lot of people would probably rope drop Mine Train or one of the mountains, but that's just our, we like classic Disney attractions. Now, we had fast passes were available. I would have gotten a fast pass for probably Big Thunder and Space and go do those when I can. Right?
Yeah.
But if we're actually rope dropping, doing regular standby lines, those are the ones that probably take us a couple of hours. And we like to kind of go slow, you know, after that and kind of like take it in. I love rope dropping Magic Kingdom. It is the best time of day to go, I think, other than the very end of the night. But what's great about an early morning or rope dropping Magic Kingdom is that's when the trolleys are out. More often, the Dapper Dans are out there singing. It just always feels different. Has such a...
Yeah.
Sounds so corny. Such a more magical vibe, I think, at that morning time than any other time of the day. Mm-hmm. That's just my experience there at Magic Kingdom.
For Magic Kingdom.
Yes. Yes. We would then leave Magic Kingdom, head over to the Contemporary, probably via monorail, and hit up Chef Mickey for a very late breakfast. Right now, they're doing Chef Mickey breakfast up until, I think you can get seated as late as 12:30. We would take that 12:30 spot.
Yeah.
Because at that point, you're essentially doing a lunch. Mm-hmm. By the way, I would have cooked breakfast in the room in these mornings. By the way, that's why I brought the skillet.
Yeah.
Didn't mention it, but that's what's happening. So even though it's breakfast food, I would still eat eggs again, to be honest with you. But there are so much more on the platter there at Chef Mickey that I wouldn't have been what I made in the room anyway. And that will fill me up. That's like a good meal. You get some great character interactions there, whether it's immediately post-pandemic or later on when you hear this and you decide to book Chef Mickey, if they've gone back to, let's say, regular character dining, it's still great. All of it, I think, is enjoyable. Would do it. Take a break, head back to the resort, chillax, whatever, do our thing. We'd be closing Magic Kingdom. At this point, we would be, depending on when we got there, I feel like when it's that golden hour, like that blue hour kind of time, it's for me, that's like all-time perfect people mover
people
time. Like you got to do the people mover.
Yeah.
If the train were open, we would do a nice lap around the park, around the train, kind of like catching a breeze on that thing, and then waiting for Happily Ever After to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And keeping an eye on the app to see what, you know, rides are, let's say, 20 minutes or less.
Yeah.
And hop on those. And of course, somewhere in the night, we're having dinner with Sunny over at Cosmic Rays Starlight Lounge because that is our go-to thing. I had a burger there at Cosmic Rays, I want to say within the last week or so, and it just I don't know what it is. It just, we call it the reset button meal. Yeah. It just, it is exactly what it needs to be. It's obviously not a gourmet burger, right? I'm not trying to, I'm not trying to lie or overstate how good it is.
The environment.
It's the whole experience. Yeah. Yes. It just, it needs to be done every now and then. That's our thing. And we would sleep like a baby that night, I'm sure, because it's a long, Magic Kingdom days tend to be long feel long because there's, like, there's so many more rides per square inch there, right? Like, rides per square mile there at Magic Kingdom than other parks.
Yeah.
Monday morning.
Hold on. What about desserts? We need to talk about desserts for Sunday night.
I know. You know what it is?
Because I know you, and I'm like, seriously? Desserts? Come on.
Well, here's the thing. I probably would be getting ice cream at the Plaza Ice Cream Parlor. Okay. Depending on how ever after is, I might get it before, I might get it after. There's usually like a bum rush of people after, so I probably would do it before, fill up on ice cream, kind of cool down a little bit, and then watch Happily Ever After. That's probably what's happening. Second choice would be Anti-Gravity's because they have what I consider a delicious brownie hot fudge sundae.
Okay.
Would get again. Very good.
Yeah.
Also, probably something at the confectionery. Big Top Souvenirs, when that reopens, that's a great spot to get like confectionery items because often it's just they cart it over there. It's the same thing, but usually half the number of people.
I usually always get from somewhere a caramel apple. I love the white chocolate caramel apples. Those are my favorite, but that's typically my, like, I have to get my caramel apple before I leave. Like, Doug knows that that's a thing that I get for Magic Kingdom at some point.
Normally, something like that, like, we'll get that for a longer trip earlier in the trip, and Nicole will keep it in the room and, like, eat a piece of it a day kind of thing. Yep. That's a great, like, long-term snack.
Yeah, that's what I'll do.
All right, so we're on our last day of our four-day trip here. Monday, I'm going... Where do you think I'm going on Monday? Did you look? You probably already looked.
I looked, but I don't remember what you said. I know you love Epcot, so.
Monday morning, we're going right back to Magic Kingdom, which means we skipped Animal Kingdom for our four-day trip.
Yeah.
No shade on Animal Kingdom. Just
no, literally, there's no shade at Animal Kingdom, literally.
you're right. So I guess pun intended. Nothing against it. It's just if we have a limited amount of time, that is the park with our... let's say least favorite rides. All of our favorite rides and places are in the other park. So that's of the four parks, that tends to be the one that we would skip.
That's how we feel about Epcot. I mean, it's just like if we had to choose, we would get rid of Epcot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and we go to Spaceship Earth because we're like, we have to ride this because they're going to close it at any time. Like they, you know, they've teased us so much. So that's the one thing that we're like, okay, the nostalgia factor, we have to go do Spaceship Earth at least. But if I had to get rid of one park, it'd probably be that.
Yes. And don't hate on me for skipping Animal Kingdom. Don't hate on Beth for skipping Epcot if she wanted to. Like, it's listen, we're paying for these trips.
I think we can all agree that Magic Kingdom is amazing.
Yes. But then again, I'm sure there are people who would do Animal Kingdom 2 days and maybe skip Magic.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's your business. So we would do Breakfast at the Resort again. Try to do a rope drop, but I feel like it's harder to do a rope drop on a day when you're checking out. I find unless you got to get up, like it's your priority though. Mm-hmm. Would you rather wake up and do that? So we would kind of try to do a rope drop. I would head right to Jungle Cruise, get on my Jungle Cruise.
Yep.
Maybe have John as your skipper.
That
Who knows?
Be my dream. I was like, would be amazing if we would just happen to get him. Like, whatever. If I saw him, I'd be like, no, I'm waiting for his boat. But I'm just saying.
Yeah. So we'll do Jungle Cruise, kind of stay over there and do Pirates and Country Bears. One thing we would like to do to kind of like relax and like catch in a vibe, since we already did the train, we would do the Liberty Square boat, sail around that river there. And you know we're going to hit up the People Mover one more time before we leave, at least. And on a day when we would leave, we would often go to Columbia Harbor House. For whatever reason, their allergy-free tenders are better there than anywhere else. Okay. I don't know what they do differently. It's there in Restaurantosaurus. Those are probably tied for the top. But they just do it right there. We don't know why. I know it's not currently open, but I'm sure it will reopen. It's a very popular quick service place in Magic Kingdom. If for some reason it's not open, we would do Pecos Bill and have like a kind of different kind of meal over there. But something to think about. Columbia Harbor House up in the room up there where the air conditioning is not strong, but you do get to overlook either Fantasyland or Liberty Square, depending on where you're sitting. That's been our like airport day vibe when we were doing our vacations. And then that's it. We would leave, cry back a little bit, head on home.
And let your Disney blues set in while you travel back home. And that's okay.
And they are real.
Because then you can put on that Park Life podcast and it'll make you feel much better. So... I know. I feel like I didn't even mention food at Animal Kingdom. Some of the places... Satouli Canteen is like... the jam over there. So if you are going to do lunch there, that's where we would do it. We also like the Yak and Yetis, the to-go Yak and Yeti thing that they have on the side, like the quick, I guess, is it quick service, like considered a quick service?
Yeah.
Yep. That's another one that we would hit up. Also, we haven't tried Flame Tree Barbecue yet, but I've heard it's amazing. So just another spot to hit up if you're looking for something.
I would miss Satouli Canteen since I'm skipping Animal Kingdom on this trip. Gotta make some sacrifices.
Yep. Can't do it all. That's what the whole point of this was. So, well, good.
Before we hop into our news, shout out to World Traveler Trading Co. for all your Disney-themed key fob, dog collar, keychain needs, all of the things. And, of course, keep your eyes peeled. I know right now there's a sale going on for 20% off. No code needed. Ends on the 10th.
Okay.
So if you happen to be making your purchase after July 10th, you can still use our special discount code.
That Park Life.
And save yourself some money that way.
Some monies. I feel like people, like, as far as we are into this, are probably like, I don't understand this theme song, this News Nuggets theme song.
You know what? You got to go back and
figure
it out.
You have to go back to the beginning to understand why it is what it is. But I always think about that. I'm like, do people that have started listening to us not that long ago are like, I don't get it.
Yes.
I don't know.
It was the episode where we had your husband Doug on. And, well, obviously you were there too. But it was live from my apartment. And he just went into a little song about news. And then it became our News Nuggets.
Yeah, pretty much. That's what happened. All right. Do you want to go first? Or actually, I'll go first since you've got one in the middle.
What you got?
I wanted to throw this out there. So Disney and Pixar, they said that they're doing a Coco-themed thing for Mickey's PhilharMagic. It says the musical number Un Poco Loco will anchor the new scene when it opens to guests at Disney's California Adventure Park and Disneyland Paris on July 17th, before being added to Magic Kingdom Park later this year during the Walt Disney World Resort 50th anniversary celebration.
I'm excited. I think it's cool.
They're going to start, I think, announcing more and more things as the summer goes on. But they just said, you know, it's upbeat music. They have characters in there with the humor of Donald Duck. It marks the first time that Disney and Pixar animators have worked on a creative endeavor where characters from both animation studios will be seen together on a screen. So that's kind of a big deal. Because if you think about it, we haven't had that. Like, that's just something that's like, we never even like thought about that. It also says, because music is such an integral part of the show, we were also fortunate to tap one of the film's original composers, the world-renowned Germaine Franco, to produce a Coco score unique to Mickey's PhilharMagic. Ooh. So this is going to be something completely new. I think it's going to be awesome. Super excited about that. And yeah, so it's coming soon. And I'm sure there'll probably be like YouTube videos and stuff out there about it. But if you want to wait, it's coming for the 50th.
Yes. It's interesting that it's opening in other parks. Mm-hmm. So I feel like we might be able to see it probably months before we can see it here.
Yeah, but obviously it's exciting. It's one of those, like, it's a 3D thing, right? So
you got to see it in person.
Yeah, you're going to have to see it in person. But I think it'll be one of those attractions that's going to be like, oh, what's the wait for that? Just because it's a great place. It's a great place to kind of sit and take it all in. But the nice thing, though, is that the last time I was in there, you know, it's one of those, like, I feel like they need to replace the bulbs and, like, update a few things. And I think this is going to be the time that they're going to be able to do that. Like, update.
They freshen it up a little bit.
Refresh it a little bit. Update a couple things so that it's, you know, a little bit more to what it was like when it kind of first started, if you will.
I have a 3-pack nug and then one other nug after that.
Okay, cool.
So my 3-piece nug is Casey's is open. Plaza Ice Cream Parlor reopens this week.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
Go get your sundaes.
They will also have their plant-based and non-dairy options, if you're wondering. Mm-hmm. Sometimes when things come back, they don't like fully come back, but those options will be there. And they also made a point to announce that the Barks Root Beer Float and Coca-Cola Float are back as well. I'm guessing they're popular.
Yeah.
And the Dino Diner has reopened over in Animal Kingdom. You can still get your chili cheese dog or your corn chip pie over there. And they also sell churros. So as we continue to progress here, more and more things are coming back, which is very exciting.
Yep. Cool, cool. The other thing that's coming back, I mean, I feel like we're going to just have a lot of these moving forward. It's like announcements of things coming back. They are doing Run Disney Races once again.
People are very excited about
that. My neighbor up the street was like super excited about it. I was like, cool, I'm not a runner. So I'm like, it's really fun for you. but yeah, it says this season will include 4 events. So they have announced Disney's Wine and Dine Half Marathon Weekend powered by Aftershocks. That's going to be from November 4th through the 7th of this year. They're doing the Walt Disney World Marathon Weekend, which will be January 5th through 9th of 2022. The Disney Princess Half Marathon Weekend will be February 24th through the 27th of 2022. And then the Run Disney Springtime Surprise Weekend, presented by Otterbox, will be March 31st to April 3rd of 2022. So we've got one coming in November for this year, and then the other three are beginning of next year. And it just kind of says, like, you know, COVID-19 guidelines, they may change before the return of the on-site running. So there will be a couple of things that will probably be different. You know, they're kind of just like, bear with us. We're doing it, you know?
Yes. Be flexible. Yes. Get it? See what they're doing
yes.
there? All right. Last nug here. Disney Springs is offering something now through August 12th called the Disney Springs Flavors of Florida. Oh. And it's a lot of stuff. It's over 30 restaurants and shops at Disney Springs that are updating their menu or offering what they're calling summer flavor items.
Cool.
And I just have a quick couple of highlights, because some of these are so Florida that it hurts.
Florida.
And I'll start with the number one most Florida thing I could hear.
Okay.
Chef Art Smith's Homecoming will be offering tender fried gator bites.
Of course.
It's marinated gator, lightly seasoned and deep fried. It's the real deal. I thought maybe they were calling it gator, but it's mm-hmm. really like chicken jerky or something. No,
yeah.
It's just straight up gator.
Yeah.
The Coke Rooftop Lounge is having an orange cream float. Everglazed will be offering a key lime pie donut.
Ooh,
now, you know how much
I love key lime pie.
Those donuts, look how good they look over there. So, Gideon's is having two offerings here. These sound good. Listen to this. Chicken. Nope, not chicken. That would be gross.
Gideon's.
Chocolate key lime pie cookie. It's a chocolate chip cookie infused with key lime juice, covered in dark chocolate, and coated with crunchy pie crust crumbs.
Interesting. I don't know if I would like that.
Right? That sounds...
I don't know if I'd like that.
I don't know.
I'd be like,
really,
you know what,
really
Gideon's? I need to try this before I buy it.
Yes. Can I have a sample, please? And they're also offering a key lime pie cake. It's a three-layer vanilla key lime cake with key lime cream cheese frosting and graham cracker crust.
I would like that.
See, now that's...
I would do that.
I would like that. That's a yes.
I'd be like...
The Marketplace Snacks is offering Dole Whip Watermelon. The Ganachery will have a key lime ganache pop.
Okay.
That is a white chocolate blend with key lime juice covered in dark chocolate.
So everyone's just doing key lime. Is that what that's what
key
I'm getting?
Key lime or orange,
it's like all
yeah.
key lime things.
And the Gelato Place is offering a...
Key lime ice cream.
Lemon blueberry... I'm surprised that they're not. They're offering a lemon blueberry cookie sandwich. And that's just a quick highlight of things. A lot of alcoholic drinks to be had as well. Kind of focused more on the food options. Since, you know, food's a little
have
bit more
you,
available to everybody.
Have you ever had Gator? It's actually really good.
No.
Okay.
Is it?
Yeah, you should try it. They,
I don't know, man.
The town that I grew up in, there's a local baseball. It's a Yankees baseball, like, affiliate team. And at the stadium, they have Gator dogs. So I've had, like, a Gator. I've had a couple of Gator dogs in my... I feel like I've had Gator bites somewhere. I just don't remember where. But, I mean, it's just a texture difference. I feel like it's one of those, like, yeah, it tastes like chicken. It's really just a texture thing. But it's not terrible. Like, I'll throw that out there.
It's probably not bad. It's mind over matter here for me
true.
Because I can't get past the
gator.
Idea that I'm eating a gator.
Yeah. I get it. It's all good.
Time to go back in time for some Disney history, powered by the Mouselets, who gave us a very lovely shout out on their TikTok, so thanks for that.
Yes.
We're fans as well. Just partners.
And if you love Disney history, you need to follow them because they do a lot of it. A lot of deep dives on things.
Yes.
And it's super informative and I love it. I'm here for it. I'm going to go back all the way to 1999 when I feel like I'm sad that I wasn't here for this 4th of July. So obviously it was a 4th of July day. Fantasy in the Sky, the nightly fireworks spectacular at Magic Kingdom. It says, gave way to Red, White, and Blue, an 18-minute show boasting patriotic music and more than 900 pyrotechnic devices. More than 900 pyrotechnic devices. Wow.
Goodness.
Says stereo fireworks surround guests viewing from the shadow of Cinderella's castle in the Magic Kingdom and points all around the Seven Seas Lagoon. So I guess they had like stuff going on all around the Seven Seas Lagoon. Plus the colorful Main Street electrical parade brightened the streets of Magic Kingdom twice during the evening.
Rip.
As I read this, I was like, oh, what a great night, man. America. So great. Fireworks and electrical parades. I'm all for it.
That's what the forefathers would have wanted.
That's right.
I'll take us back to the year 2000, so a whole 21 years ago, when here at Walt Disney World, a giant 1.5-ton, 24-by-13-foot cherry cobbler that resembled the Star Spangled Banner is dished out to guests piece by piece.
Can you imagine? I would have been like, there's no way that a million bugs haven't made their way into this. No, thank you. Like, have y'all had saran wrap over this thing the whole time? No, I doubt it.
I'm sure they did what they needed to do for food safety regulations.
Also, where do you bake that? Where do you cook it?
I don't know. Listen, it's magic. How dare you even question it?
I feel like they have a giant oven somewhere, and I'm like, where is this thing? Because you know they have to make...
They could have pieced it together.
Well, but they have to also make those huge sheets for the gingerbread cookies and stuff. So I'm like, there's got to be some kind of gigantic oven somewhere.
There could be.
But
I have a feeling this was baked separately and the top was put on in a way where it looks like it's seamless, but there are probably seams.
That's true.
All over it. I wish I was a part of that. I don't even like cherry cobbler, but I'd be all over this because I just like the idea of being a part of something so big.
She's my cherry pie. I'd be singing that the whole time. Everyone would hate me.
Yes, they probably would. We have a Disney quote coming your way as usual. But before that, if you aren't already, please follow us on Instagram. Our podcast account is at That Park Life Podcast, or my personal is at The Disney Greg.
And I am at The Real Beth McDonald. I'm still getting used to saying that. Sorry. I almost said my old one, and I was like, I'm at The Real McDonald. I'm pretty sure I lost some followers when I changed my name, but I was like, whatever, it is what it is.
Then they really weren't following
That's
you.
True.
They were just following an account, to speak. If you like what you heard today, please feel free to like, subscribe, head over to iTunes, leave us a review over there. It is very helpful. If you want to share some Disney magic, if you want to send a little pixie dust to someone you know, it's free for you and free for them. You can request a magigram from us over at our website, and you can also use our website to submit a cast member magical moment, and we may read it on our episode in the future. Mm-hmm. Of course, our website is thatparklifepodcast.com. If you want to support us and get access to our weekly bonus episodes, where we go in depth more about our personal lives, some stories that we don't tell about our times in the park. I know for sure I'm talking about my journey to becoming a cast member more on our Patreon chats, which we've shortened to Pat Chats.
Yeah, other Disney World secrets. Sometimes there's some secrets things revealed, going y'all. On Greg's over got there. Lots of things up his sleeve that y'all are missing out on. Just saying.
So, and of course, you also get access to the Close Friends feature on our Instagram as well, where we post some behind-the-scenes stuff or more everyday life stuff there as well. There's a link to our Patreon account in the episode description. All right, a quote. I was kind of, let's say, inspired to choose a quote from The Incredibles because since the last time we spoke, it became more apparent that the guest rooms at the Contemporary are being themed to The Incredibles, and that was met with a lot of mixed feelings. Of course, I'm a big fan. But anyway, that inspired me to choose a quote from The Incredibles. This is coming to us from Edna Mode, who said this classic Edna Mode quote. I never look back, darling. It distracts from the now.
I was really hoping it was going to be, no capes.
That's a much shorter quote anyway. But yeah, that's your girl, Edna, who's always reminding us to look forward, see what's coming up next, and go from there. All right, that's all from us this week. You'll hear us next week doing our updated best tips for traveling and enjoying your time.
Been getting
in
a
Disney
lot
World,
of requests
so.
For that. So I was like, we need to just get our notes out there. Rather than me sending my notes to all these people, we just need to do an episode. So stay tuned.
All right.
See you next week.
See you next week, everybody. Bye. Ready to begin. Let the wonder take hold. Feel it draw you in. Watch the moment unfold. Spark a dream that we're meant to follow. Setting out for a new tomorrow.